Hi, everyone. Just a few comments about the Foreign Affairs Council today, and then obviously I'll take some questions under Michael's guidance. We've just had a very good working lunch with Dr. Aung San Suu Kyi, who joined with all ministers at my invitation. Especially, we were interested to discuss how we can support the democratic transition in Myanmar-Burma. You know that we've already lifted our sanctions, that we've reinstated GSP duty-free and quota-free access, that we're doubling our development aid, and we're supporting the peace process. But we recognize there is much more to be done to complete this process, this transition to democracy. And particularly, we recognize there's a lot to do on constitutional change to get ready for the free and fair elections in 2015, and also to ensure other elements of the move forward can be successfully done. I'll be visiting the country in November. We have a task force there. This is the first time we've taken this idea of a task force away from our neighborhood. We'll be taking with us members of the business community. We'll be taking with us members of the European Parliament. We'll be discussing a range of questions from business to the growth of civil society to how changes can be made. We'll be meeting with government ministers, visiting both Yangon and Naupatur, and having the opportunity to engage at all levels with Parliament and with the government. We began the meeting, though, this morning with a discussion on the preparation for the Eastern Partnership Summit, which is in Vilnius on the 28th and 29th of November. No question that the debate showed and confirmed the ambitions we have for the summit. And there's no question, too, that we'll make every effort to make it a success, to strengthen and deepen our collaboration with our Eastern partners, individually as well as a group, and that the summit should open a new chapter in the relationships that we have. We've also started to review the progress Ukraine has made in fulfilling the benchmarks. And as you all know, we remain committed to trying to move forward with each of the partners. And you will have known from previous discussions the different elements of how those relationships will be taken forward up to Vilnius, beyond Vilnius, as we prepare for what should happen next with each one. We also spent some time discussing our southern neighbourhood. I had the chance to debrief ministers on my most recent visit to Egypt, where I met again with representatives of the different groups in society, including this time the Grand Imam and the Coptic Pope. I expressed the desire to continue the strong partnership we have with Egypt, our determination to push forward in assisting its transition to the democratic future that people went to Tahrir Square in January 2011 to gain, and continuing to support the most in need in Egypt and, of course, civil society. We also recognize the great challenges in Sinai and the threat that has been posed by recent terrorist attacks. I also underlined to ministers the importance that I've stressed on the need to reach out, and that outreach needs to continue, and there needs to be an inclusive political process. And as always, we look to the government to lift the state of emergency as soon as possible and to release those held without charge. Process of constitutional reform moving ahead, but again, we want to see that come into being, and we're hoping to receive an invitation to observe the referendum that will take place once the constitution is put forward to the people. As always, we talked about the deteriorating situation in Syria. From recent reports from those who visited on my behalf, we're very conscious of growing disease and real terrible malnutrition becoming a serious problem there. You know that I've said consistently, and the EU has said consistently, we need to get a political solution, and we more than ever urge that we will see what we've called Geneva 2 take place, or the beginnings of Geneva 2 take place, I hope, in the course of November. there is no alternative to finding that political solution. Very pleased, too, to see the progress that's been made in dealing with the chemical weapons. We've been contributing to the work that's going on the ground. We've provided the armoured vehicles that they need, and we've been providing other logistical support and will continue to do so. But we're also extremely aware of the humanitarian crisis that is happening there. We continue to be the biggest donor. That stands at almost €2 billion in total. And you'll see from the Council conclusions that we've also concluded common EU messages on the humanitarian aspects. We also talked about Libya and reiterated our determination to support the political transition. It's a very challenging security situation, highlighted perhaps especially by the abduction of the Prime Minister recently. Of course, we were very well aware too of the Lampedusa tragedy, which has underlined the challenges that we face. We express our sorrow for the victims, and we recognise the courage of those who have been rescuing people in very difficult circumstances. I attended the recent Justice and Home Affairs Council, where there was discussion about increasing the strength of our migration cooperation. And I know later in the week these will be issues that will be covered on the European Council agenda. I will stop there, if I may.